I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Eritrea and Ethiopia's relationship is complex. Just a few years after ending their own decades-long conflict, they fought alongside each other against a paramilitary group in Ethiopia's Tigray region. That conflict ended in 2022, but unrest has spiked in Tigray this month. In the midst of these international dynamics of unrest, a Bible translation team for the Kunama people does its work in the diaspora. Meg Hunt with Wycliffe USA says about the Kunama of Eritrea.
They have for decades experienced hardship through civil war in their country, and so many of them have migrated to neighboring countries, and then actually several of them have come to North America.
Pray boldness and stamina for the team. And the enemy uses many burdens to distract God's people. Set Free Ministries offers hope and help to untangle Christians in the U.S. from sin. Dean Vandermeer with Set Free says there are a few problems that especially seem to burden the U.S. church.
Probably the number one issue that we see weekly, actually daily at Set Free, is unresolved hurt, pain, and anger stored, unexpressed, pushed down. A lot of people call that depression, and it's really things that have not been talked about and they have not been brought into the light. So what we do is we don't know what to do with them, and then we pack them away, and that's some of the heavy weights that burden us.
Set Free helps Christians throw off those burdens and repent. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.